Our second film comes from the mythology of the Tlingit, a Native American group who live in southeastern Alaska. The myth was recorded about 100 years ago by John Swanton. The story Outline of Blue fits a category of myths that are found throughout the world. In these myths, the following happens. A person or persons sense a problem. He or she then goes on a journey to search for a solution. Finally, the person returns home and presents what has been found of the solution to the community, but not without a loss, because in finding that particular solution, something must be paid. In the case of the Tlingit, the problem is that they lack the color blue. They want to paint, but they want to paint with blue. Four brothers set out to find the color blue. They do so, but on the return journey, there is a storm, and one of the brothers perishes in the storm. The price is paid. Finally, they return home with the color blue. In the film, by the way, the representations of the four brothers, the fantastic animals, and the raven that you'll see in the myth, and so on, are all directly from Tlingit sources. The film, however, starts with a preface. For the Tlingit and other Northwestern peoples, all was dark until Raven released Sun from a box. So in this preface, you will hear the voice of a woman telling the story how Raven first released the sun. And then the rest of the film proceeds in silence. The silent part was an experiment on my part. Now in the first scene proper, the four brothers set out in a boat in search for blue. Eventually, the brothers arrive inside a sea cave, and blue drops from the cave ceiling right into their boat. The brothers now start home, having found blue. But a large storm develops, and one of the brothers perishes in the storm. The upside-down figure, by the way, that you will see, this upside-down figure who, in fact, introduces the storm is called often a ghost figure by the Tlingit themselves. And in the fourth and final scene, the storm is cleared with the help of a big bird. And now the three brothers continue on their journey home. And here is still another discussion question. Why is it that in the search, find, return sequence, why is it that this sequence almost always includes a severe penalty for finding what one in fact was looking for and that the community needed? It occurs over and over again in these types of myths all throughout the world. Why? What do you think?